Reading from the book of Amos, the last chapter of that book, chapter 9. This is God's word of hope for his people. In that day I will raise up the fallen booth of David and wall up its breaches. And I will also raise up its ruins and rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations who are called by my name, declares the Lord who does this. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when the plowman will overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes him who sows seed, when the mountains will drip sweet wine and all the hills will be dissolved. Also, I will restore the captivity of my people Israel, and they will rebuild the ruined cities and live in them. They will also plant vineyards and drink their wine, and make gardens and eat their fruit. I will also plant them on their land, and they will not again be rooted out from their land, which I have given them, says the Lord your God.
Thank you.
nothing can separate.
Nothing can separate. Even if I ran away, 'cause your love never fails.
I know
I still make mistakes, but you have new mercies for me every day, 'cause your love never fails.
Sing it out, you stay.
Morning. And when the ocean Your love never fails. Your love never fails.
Your love.
Your love never fails.
Your love.
Yes, your love never fails.
So nothing can separate.
Nothing can separate. Even if I ran away. Cause your love never fails.
I know.
I know I still make mistakes. You have no mercies for me every day. Cause your love never fails. We bow our hearts.
and your will.
Your will above all else. My purpose remains. The art of losing myself in bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never end, your glory goes beyond.
Sing that again, everlasting.
Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never end.
Lord, we are always humbled to come into your presence. We in no way deserve to be here, but it's by your grace that we come. It's by your mercy and love that we can be part of your family. That makes you, Lord, who you've been since the foundations of the world, our Heavenly Father. And Jesus, your Son, who was with you in the beginning and then came to live among us and taught us and healed us and saved us and overcame death itself, is our elder brother, our Lord and Savior. And your presence through your Holy Spirit abides with us every moment. And we're humbled to be in your presence. Lord, we come each week with our printed list of prayer concerns. They're more than toner on paper. They're the names of very special people. Ones that most of us know, some only a few of us know. And yet ones that have need for prayer, whether for healing or for safe delivery of babies, or for your empowerment and presence in missionary work, or for peace in our troubled world. And so we bring these to you, Lord. Thank you that Kelly is holding her own in this complicated pregnancy as we look toward a safe delivery in prayer and faith. Thank you as she sees the doctor again this Tuesday and just saw a doctor recently. And Lord, there are many good signs, but we know that her health and the health of hers and Bob's little baby rest in your arms. And so we trust them into your care as we pray for them. And for Madge's eye as you work for healing in that and the complications associated with that surgery and its aftermath. We pray, Lord, for Brian Davis, who continues to battle for life and quality of life, surrounded by a loving family. For Joyce and the pains that she has and the need for healing in her foot and her other pain that seems to be without cure, and yet we know you're the cure. For Mary Bell, who's over at Manor Care, Lord, just be present with her. Thank you for her deep faith. Thank you for the faith that's hers even in this weakened state in her life, that she's over 91 now and just trusting her life into your care. Be with her family. Lord, we pray for Jake Wagner, who will reach the age of 95, the 12th of next month, as he'll be surrounded by family celebrating that milestone. Give him strength, Lord, in his weakened state of advanced age, and yet we certainly enjoy the many moments of humor, of faith, and of love for people and for your kingdom and for you. Lord, all those that are on here, I'm not naming them all, just bless each one. They need your presence and your health, as well as those who are serving in mission fields. We particularly pray about the new thing going on this summer in Alaska, as we heard from Chris Burns when he was here a couple weeks ago, and now Janelle's made that long journey with her friend Sarah. Just bless the young people, Lord, that are going up there different weeks throughout this summer, as well as some of the older folks, and may they just draw nearer to you as they draw nearer to different parts of your creation. Be with this troubled world where terror is almost a daily experience in the news, where we pray for peace. We pray for the return to a reverence for life. Lord, may that indeed come about through your kingdom on earth as your kingdom spreads. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone. You might have seen me blow in here at the last minute. I went over to Worship Center today after 40 years. Pastor Sam Smucker has passed the baton of lead pastor on to someone who went to kindergarten with Mark. I coached in baseball when he was 8 years old, grew up not far from here, Matt Milan, and it was an inspiring service this morning over there. They're having another one later this morning, but that's a major thing going on in our sister church worship center over in Leola, and we wish Matt Milan well and the Smuckers as they change into a different role in their lives. It's very inspiring to see God carrying leadership on through the generations. It just shows that the body of Christ doesn't revolve around any one generation or any one person. It's all about Jesus, and he spans every generation, as does the body of Christ. So we're grateful for that. And we know the body of Christ here spans great distance, as we see in our mission list. You know, we have Deanne over in Thailand, and we have, as I prayed, Janelle up in Alaska. And we know that Erica Diener was with SAM Academy for a couple of years in Peru, where she was teaching. And she and Scott are going to be going back there for a visit, where they'll be involved in seeing a lot of the missionaries that Erica worked with. We'd like to pray for you guys as you go. So if you want to come up, why don't you tell us more about what your plans are? And Timothy, if you want to come up and join me. we'll send these guys off. Who wants to talk?
We will be staying with Mark and Kristen for part of the trip and helping at Kids Alive. Just we'll be jumping into whatever they're doing with kids programs. And then we are also helping out at SAM Academy, a work day there. What else?
We'll go to Victoria Gross.
Oh, yeah.
We have plans to go to Victoria Gracia on Sunday, and then we'll also be seeing the Orchard that day as well, the children's home that Mark and Kristen and I guess Kids Alive are involved in. So we're looking forward to that a lot, to see what's going on there. And yes, in Lima as well.
Tell us more about SAM Academy. Most of us know, but...
Yeah, SAM Academy is the school where I taught. That was 3 years ago now. I came home. And it's a school for missionary kids. It's where Jacob and Caleb and Rachel are now. So obviously they're not in session anymore, and a lot of families travel over the summer. So we're missing some of the people I knew. But we will go help for a work day there for a day and just visit with the missionaries and students who are still there, who I was able to connect with when I taught there. Some of them have moved to Lima, so in the last leg of our trip, we'll spend a few days in Lima just visiting with the students and families who are there now.
Am I allowed to be jealous? I wish I could be going. And Timothy has been a lot lately. He leads the senior trip. Lancaster County Christian School has zeroed in on Peru as their senior trip. They used to go here, there, and everywhere, different place every year, but... With Mark as the former head of school down there in the field, leading their trip, there's just a continuity. How many years? Three in a row now? Yeah, three in a row. They've consecutive years in Peru. What's that? Oh, and five in history because they've gone there before. Is that how you got to know Peru? What, through a
church trip.
Through a church trip, okay. So anyway, we'll have Timothy pray. You guys want to kneel, and we'll send you with God's blessing. When do you leave?
Saturday.
This is coming Saturday. Okay.
All right, let's pray. Father God, we come before you this morning with gratitude for Scott and Erica, for their home, for their family, and the work that you are doing in and through them. And we do send them today. We are excited. We celebrate this opportunity to send one of our family members to the body of Christ in Peru. I pray that you would go with them, that they would have safety and travel. Just the small things that can often make things difficult when going from one place to another, that none of those things would be a hindrance, that you would minister to Scott and Erica and through them during this time, that you would open their eyes to things about themselves, to things about Peru, to things about your kingdom. And we look forward to hearing their report when they return. I do pray that you would use them as instruments of encouragement on this trip. We know that they are going to be blessed as they go down and see friends, as they go down and as Eric in particular visits places where she has invested much time and much of herself. And I pray that that would be a rewarding and special time for them as a family, but again, that you would encourage people through them, that their visit, just their presence, would just lift the countenance of those around them. So we do pray, Holy Spirit, that you would lead and guide them, that you would give them wisdom and discernment, teach them what to say, when to say it, and we look forward to their return, and we ask all these things in the marvelous name of Jesus. Amen.
God bless you guys. That's wonderful. And as many of you have heard, Mark and Kristen have fulfilled their initial three-year commitment as of this September. I remember flying to Miami and picking up their minivan and seeing them off 3 years ago when they left for their language training in southern Peru. And they made a three-year commitment. They plan to continue. But they do have a four-month furlough, a little more than that, and We expect to see them here at our church picnic, and they'll be here the whole fall, all the way through Christmas. And they'll be traveling some. Mark's teaching a course on training for parents of children's homes down at Texas Christian University. They'll be going to the headquarters of Kids Alive in Indiana, near Chicago. So they're just going to have a full time, but an exciting time. It'll be great to see them, too. So praise God for that. Let me just call your attention to some announcements. You know we don't have Sunday school right now, and we're going to start something called Muggin'. Is that right? Summer Muggin'? Thank you, Ed. See, I think I missed that summer. I was down with my brother when you guys did this before. We're going to have Summer Muggin'. And that doesn't mean you're going to get mugged. It means you'll get a mug of coffee or tea if you come to church early this summer, starting after we take a break for CFO. So that would be beginning on the 2nd of, no, actually, the let's see, CFO, yeah, the 2nd of July. So we're going to be moving our worship service downstairs where it's much less costly to air condition. And we all kind of like the cozy atmosphere down there with no Sunday school. We're going to go through at least the church picnic down there. And so that's going to be exciting. And I like that. So come early. Don't come rolling in if you don't have to. Remember, sometimes when you come to Sunday school, you get here before 9 or a little after 9. But with worship at 10:15, you can come and have some fellowship and some coffee or tea or whatever. It should be a good time. There's been a major change in our raising funds for CFO. We did have a bake sale yesterday. Thank you to all who gave. I was kidding with Jim Eshelman, the owner of John Hers. I said, I think your bakery department is going to take a hit today. And he said, yeah, maybe you should make a donation. Of course, he was kidding. They gave us containers and bags and space and tables and it was nearly $300 that we raised for CFO scholarships for people from the church that need help getting to camp. And we were hoping to have and planning to have next Saturday a car wash and a pancake breakfast. But it turns out that a lot of people are tied up and it's just too much labor. So we trust that we've heard from God on this and we've canceled both of those. And instead of that, we're encouraging you to make a donation. It's a lot less work, and hopefully can generate just as much in the way of scholarships. I know I'm thinking about what I would have paid for my breakfast, what I would have paid and donated, those were all donations, what I would have donated to get my car washed, and I'm just going to put that in the offering. Are you invited to do that? There was an email went out about that. Just call it CFO Scholarship. We'll receive that this Sunday and also next Sunday. And we'll add that to what we raise in the bake sale. And anyone of you that is going to CFO who would like to have help, why don't you let me know that, or Matt Weaver or Timothy. Just let one of your leadership team know, one of the elders, and then we will pray to the Lord about how we can distribute that according to the need that's out there. So thank you very much for that. The other thing, and Joyce will string me up if I don't tell you this, she did a lot of baking. I didn't get to eat too many of the goods. I just saw them going out the door, you know, these cakes and all this stuff. But there's some things left from yesterday, some new things that were prepared for today. And after worship downstairs, you can actually take some good baked goods home for a donation. So I know that Joyce made some fresh strawberry pie. There's, I think, 3 of those down there. And there's some other good stuff, right? Is Ashley here? I want to thank Ashley, who headed up that whole bake sale, and she's got somebody sick today, and I know she had a lot of help. Our family had a reunion, a get-together over at my sister's yesterday, so we had to leave during most of the sale, but Lori Cole and Amy Hoffman helped, and others did a lot of baking, so thank you all for that. That was exciting. The sports camp is this week. It starts at 6, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night. Thursday night is at Sharon's. That's going to be baseball night. And we still get together at 6 over there? Oh, Mary, you want to give us details? All right.
Okay, I'm going to just quick give some details. This has been changing because of all the coaches we have and who's available, but this is what is set. Monday, which is tomorrow, is football. We're going to go for it. We're hoping it works out without any broken noses or anything. So we are, the head coaches for that are Anne Marie and Aaron Walney, and their coaching crew includes Ed Bachman, Mike Redke, and Timothy. This will be news to some of you. A lot of you said, I'll coach whatever, so you're finding out right now where you ended up. Tuesday is basketball, and the head coach of that is Tasha Lehman, and her helpers are Jonathan Cody and Scott and Erica Diener. I may be an extra person, we'll see. I think you guys could probably handle it, but we'll see. And then Wednesday is track and field, back by popular demand. That was a big hit last year. Head coaches are Nate and Rebecca Erb. Assistants are Amy Hoffman. Abenazer is helping out with that. Matt McElhaney, I think that's it. I don't think I'm missing anyone there. And then Thursday is down at Bill and Sharon's place, and that's baseball. Head coaches Frank Kerr, Charlie Eshelman, Steve Cody, and the Herr boys, so Frankie and Jacob, and probably some helpers too. Now, location, sorry to throw all these details out you, but hopefully some of you can come out because it's really fun. It's really worth coming just to watch. Location, we are going to be meeting here both Monday and Tuesday nights. I'm sending this out in an email too for everyone. You'll be getting a flyer today to have these details in front of you. But we're going to be meeting here, and then for tonight we're actually going to be going, Anne Marie and Aaron discovered a practice field back behind Pusillo. So we're going to try to get that, but we're going to meet here, and it's kind of a tricky way to get there. So we're going to meet here and then go. Tuesday we'll be here the whole time. Wednesday we'll be at the Millersville track, and Thursday at Bill and Sharon's. So like I said, I'll be emailing all of that out to you. Jonathan has a question. What did I say? Oh, tomorrow night. I'm sorry. Tomorrow night. We did Sunday last year. My brain is mush. Okay. So anyway, yes, it starts tomorrow. Thank you, Jonathan.
We do misspeak. I do that too. So I'm way outclassed in this baseball staff. I can tell you that right now. We got pros doing that. But I'll be there just pretending to be helpful. Charlie, are you helping out baseball? Yeah. Did you name Charlie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. When I coached, I told you I coached Matt Milan, and Anne-Marie played, and a lot of my other kids, and Charlie helped me as a baseball coach. So that's when I first got to know him. It's pretty cool. A little change in the schedule. The Thursday evening home group at Walker's is not meeting, so that people can go down to the Grings and to the sports camp. A lot of us will be down there anyway, so there will be no home group at the Walker's this coming Thursday night. And I think that covers the announcements for today. So thank you all for being here, and please take a moment now and greet one another in Jesus' name.